Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Bolzan, and this is episode number 252. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get moving, get ready, get moving, and go for life. That's right, get ready. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday Go for Life Month celebration series, and it's another great one in our Fitness Friday programs. We've got an important story about an important program from the National Institute on Aging, one of 27 institutes and centers at the National Institutes of Health. Do you want to learn easy ways to increase your activity level in everyday life? The National Institute on Aging, part of the National Institutes of Health, is launching its annual Go for Life Month this September 2018, right around the corner. This year's theme, of course, is Get Ready, Get Moving, Go for Life. The program offers free resources to help older adults work out a bit more, push themselves a little harder, and try all types of exercise. Today, we will be speaking with longtime guest and Go for Life director Stephanie Daly, but we're joined by important Go for Life partner from the city of Daly City, California, Leslie DuBridge. Leslie DuBridge works in Daly City's Department of Library and Recreation Services and is a certified wellness and life coach. The city of Daly City and Leslie DuBridge look for creative ways to involve older adults as partners in the Go for Life program. Of course, Go for Life supports and conducts research to better understand the aging process, as well as diseases and conditions that can occur as we grow older. And the Go for Life program is an evidence-based exercise program. An evidence-based program is a program that has been rigorously evaluated. In other words, it has been shown that it is supported by data and not just theory. Please join me in welcoming Stephanie Daly and Leslie DuBridge. Stephanie Daly from National Institute on Aging, the director of the Go for Life Month coming up and the Go for Life program. It's always great to talk to you. Welcome back. And I want to also welcome real quickly Leslie DuBridge from the city of Daly City. And Leslie, welcome, welcome, welcome. I was born in Daly City. I know we're going to talk to you in just a moment, but I am particularly happy to be talking to you today. But Stephanie, let's start with you. The city of Daly City is a partner in the Go for Life program. And why don't you describe for us those partners and what they do, generally, and then maybe give us a nice introduction of Leslie DuBridge.
Pleasure to be here with you, Paul. Once again, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about Go for Life Month. We're so excited about it. And as you said, City of Daly City, of which Leslie is an employee, is one of our partners. Go for Life has a number of federal, national, and local partners around the country that help activities into their ongoing programs. So we rely very heavily on our partners, and we could not do Go for Life activities without them. Leslie DuBridge, as I said, is with the City of Daly City, and she's been a longtime partner, a longtime, very involved partner. And I wanted to introduce her to the audience because I think she has lots of wonderful things to say about how to implement Go for Life in a local municipality. So, Leslie, take it away.
All right.
Good. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for that. And Leslie DuBridge, welcome again to the show. It is wonderful to connect with you. You are in Daly City, California. First of all, how's the weather in beautiful San Francisco, Daly City area, the Bay Area?
Well, that's a great question. That people say that the best winter they ever spent was the summer in Daly City. So that'll give you a clue of the fog and the chill that we have in the air. It's about 60 degrees. Thank you.
Okay, good. Well, we have a pretty day here in Washington, D.C., where Stephanie and I are. Mm-hmm. But again, welcome to the show.
Let's talk
a little bit specifically about the partnership with Go for Life.
Sure.
Why don't you describe for us the programs that you've done through the city of Daly City and what you're going to be doing for the 2018 Go for Life Month? And then what can some of our listeners expect to learn about fitness from the city of Daly City?
Absolutely. Sure. My pleasure. So it was in 2011 when I first learned about Go for Life through an RN colleague of mine who served with me on San Mateo County's Active Access Collaborative. Daly City is one of the city's that is part of this 26-city collaborative. So through my role with Daly City as a class contractor, as well as being a certified trainer and group fitness instructor, and with this program called Active Access, I started thinking, wow, we have to take the pearls of Go for Life more intentionally to the county and the San Francisco Bay Area as a whole. So we did four things. First of all, annually from 2011 to 2014, we offered Go for Life Train the Trainers workshops. And that was about 3 hours long each, going step by step through the DVD and sharing creative ways to use the tools and to engage identifiable audiences who could benefit from evidence-based physical fitness, such as for Go for Life. The audience were the following, pretty much. Those with limited mobility, the aging population, recent retirees who were too busy to have a solid exercise routine and just like, oh, I have all this time, what do I do? Also, workplace wellness coordinators, those recovering from recent limb surgeries and replacements, at any age, of course, for that. And then also the lonely. Go for Life's benefits, as you well know through Stephanie, reaches the most important organ I believe we have, which is the brain. The movement and socialization pours into it. So we focus heavily on those four components of fitness: strength, flexibility, balance, and endurance markers. We also did a Go for Life interactive demonstration with our new volunteer welcome group. We started doing that twice a year. We also started the pre-lunch fitness. Then we also did making Go for Life the center of our newly, that's been 2 years now, Older Adults Month celebrations. The last 2 years, we have over 500 attendees at both of these events, and we have to find a larger space next year.
Well, Leslie, tell us a little bit about what the city of Daly City is doing for 2018 Go for Life Month.
Sure. So we are definitely focusing and launching our month off with Get Ready, as everything is laid out that Stephanie and the Go for Life team put together. So we want to embrace that slogan, and we're going to start off, we're going to do a different version of our pre-lunch fitness. We're going to have 45 minutes where it's going to be a little bit of focus on each of the four areas: strength, flexibility, balance, and endurance. We're going to do that over the course of an hour, but we're going to be asking questions in between where people are not feeling as independent as they did when they did the session last year. So we're going to kind of do a tracking to see how folks are doing. And then on the end of the month, at the end of the month, we're going to end off and doing a post-lunch walk with a doc. So this is similar to another national program, but we're going to be talking to and firming up. Actually, we already talked to a couple of doctors at Kaiser Permanente, as well as another a Chinese hospital, emergency hospital that is in our city, to see if we can get one of their doctors as well to walk along and have the participants ask questions as they're walking and to be able to have some of their questions answered. So that is a huge thing. But then we're going to also do quarterly follow-ups where we'll have door prizes, because we want to know, what is it going to look like every 3 months to keep that going, keep all the wonderful exercises that they learned going in their life. So that's what we have planned for this year, Go for Life 2018.
That's great. Well, that is great to know. I understand that all these programs are free from the city of Daly City.
Absolutely. No cost at all. We reach out to our partners within the community that are some of the limited, resident programs for seniors that have limited mobilities. We reach out to Atria, other places like that that are known throughout the country that have branches here.
That is great. You mentioned evidence-based research and exercise, and I know those are important things. Why is the Go for Life Month important to the city of Daly City?
It is very, very important to our city, because let's think of it this way, Paul. Maybe I can help you understand this little city that is right outside of San Francisco. It has a slogan called, and you know, being from Daly City, it's called Gateway to the Peninsula. That's our slogan. And we're the first city that you hit after San Francisco, and there are 26 cities within San Mateo County. And that population is about 767,000. We want to be the first city, we want to be a good role model for taking fitness and wellness seriously. In Daly City, 50% of our population is foreign-born. I'm sure you know the saying that music is the universal language. Mm-hmm. Well, I beg to differ. I believe physical activity, community-inspired physical activity, is the most universal language because I love it. We're seeing United Nations in action almost every day when we have our fitness and wellness programs, many of which that incorporate Go for Life.
That's such a nice way to put it, too. I love hearing it. It's a United Nations of fitness. Well, we're talking to an expert, Leslie DuBridge. I know you are an instructor. You're a coach. I learned a little bit about the pre-lunch fitness sessions. Tell us about those, and are those sessions that you personally are conducting?
Yes, I am personally conducting those as a certified instructor, CPR, of course, certified and all. So they wanted to have me start it off. But my goal is not just it would be me all the time, but it would be other people in the community, other certified trainers. So we're slowly working other folks into our monthly fitness program. So that started, actually, it came out of our Go for Life celebration in 2017. And we had no idea where this would go. But here's what happened. We started noticing a pretty good number of folks that were showing up earlier and earlier for lunch. And they would sit 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours before lunch is even served in our senior cafe. Many don't attend our classes, our fitness classes and wellness classes here that we offer. So the coordinator, the supervisor of our senior services program, again, her knowing that I'm fitness certified, she and I said, let's go on a fact-finding mission. So we did. And we wanted to know the reasons why these people were showing up 2 to 3 hours early before lunch, reading a newspaper, doing crossword puzzles when their class is going on in other places within the center. So we asked them, we came in a strategic way. We said, hey, let's offer oldies music 2 to 3 hours before. I'll be ready to lead some wellness, but just go around each table and just check in with them. Have them begin to do exercises from Go for Life and just see what if there's any bites. So there were. And they begin to ask, when are we going to do this again? So every month they expect it, and we do it the third Thursday of every month. And we hit all the four of the areas, strength, flexibility, balance, and endurance. But the biggest thing, we try to work to mimic and extend out some of the exercises so it will relate to things that will help them stay independent longer. So eating with a fork, screwing a light bulb, different things like that. They can relate to that. So that's what got them energized.
That's great. I really think this is an important program. I also think that this idea that you refer to, this idea of community and getting together, socialization comes to mind immediately. Tell us a little bit about some of the participants and what it means to them to get together and have fitness sessions with you in Daly City.
Absolutely. It's really beautiful to see how the probably about 20 people that started out last year when we first started, and it's grown to about 80 people that come early now. It's really great to see friendships that are blossoming, new friendships that are formed. There's someone that we have named Margarita who loves to wear funny hats and funny glasses. She likes to make people laugh. So it's great that she's a part of it because people that are new and coming in feel welcome. They're able to feel relaxed. Okay, this is not so bad. There's Howard the introvert, who we just have been trying to get to talk and get to know him for many, many many years. And so he started coming to the pre-lunch fitness. So socialization for him, being an introvert, was very difficult. But we noticed that when we began to have people change tables, change seats, get out of their comfort zone a little bit, meet someone new as part of the Go for Life exercises, we see smiles come on. We see people coming back. We see people talking more, like Howard, who is interfacing with other people now. It's just awesome. There's also Clarence, who is very, very shy, but also he has a lot of limitations. And he said, oh, I can't do any of this. I said, you know, if you find that you can't do anything, then just don't do it. But overall, guess what? I got a surprise for you at the end of the time. So I would give him just some little treats and little fitness things to help him get him going. And next thing you know, he started participating. And then lastly, there's Paul and John. Paul and John are retired servicemen, proud Marines, who served our country greatly. I asked them, why do you keep coming back to pre-lunch fitness? You're fit. You look good. I know that. He told me you have a few ailments here and there. He says it makes them feel young again and makes them think about the best that they were physically when they served. And so that just keeps me happy and keeps me coming back, because the purposes that I'm hearing that are coming out in terms of why people keep coming back just fuel me greatly. Gives me joy.
Well, Leslie DuBridge, it is just a pleasure to talk to you. I just have one final question.
Sure.
I know that you are a part of the recreation division of the Department of Library. I think that's a really interesting kind of program within the library. And I understand you're serving the, you know, seniors there, and you're focused on fitness. But what are some of the other programs that you offer?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's funny, we were called a Park and Recreation Department, Daly City Park and Rec, and then in 2012, we changed out. There was a merging of our library services there, as well as our recreation division. And so with that merge came more opportunity. And so we offer a myriad of classes, not just to general folks in the community, but those who specifically come to our libraries. Some of our classes are offered through them. Totally different, you know, contractors are not paid, but it's very different. But it's a way to introduce people to what we have in terms of ongoing classes. So we serve about 1,000, there are about 1,000 people per quarter that attend our classes. We have 200 volunteers, senior volunteers, who also take part in activities that are fitness related under the Library and Recreation Services. And we have a 501(c) that's housed within that called the Doja Supporters, and they serve 850 people. So we all partner together to help to share programming within our community, as well as people within the county. And we're just really grateful to have Go for Life as an additional resource, because it really helps our goal, which is to be the most fit and well city within San Mateo County. So that's how it all kind of comes together: library, recreation services, the community. We all work together.
Well, thank you so much, Leslie DuBridge, who is a certified wellness and life coach, but also working within the recreation division of the Department of Library within the city of Daly City, and a partner on the Go for Life program. What a pleasure it's been to talk to you. Stephanie Daly, I want to just give you the last word, as always, with the Go for Life program. Really, Leslie is kind of our first in our set of interviews, kind of showcasing the Go for Life month. And as such, it really kind of correlates to the Get Ready portion of the Go for Life month. Tell us a little bit about what the Go for Life Get Ready portion is all about, and what we can expect from it.
Yes, Paul, thank you very much. You're right on track with that. The theme for this year's Go for Life month is Get Ready, Get Moving, Go for Life. And we're asking people to do something a little different every week if they can, to implement the spirit of that theme. So the first week in September, we want to devote to getting ready. And people can prepare people for exercise in many, many different ways, using Go for Life materials and using their own resources as well. For example, you might just basically hang some Go for Life posters around your facility. Or you might download our tracking tools and have older adults fill out the one that says find your starting point to get them ready to go. you might have just a short discussion, but with people who have been involved with exercise, older adults, and have them talk to others who are thinking of getting started, to relate their experiences to them and to kind of get them thinking about what they should do. People who want to start walking, they should have the proper shoes. People want to start weightlifting, they should have the proper weight. People should have water if they're going to do a workout. So short discussions around what's involved in getting ready to do exercise are very important. And of course, many people should be talking with their doctor to find out if it's okay for them to go ahead if they have chronic conditions. So this first week of Go For Life Month, we like people to focus on getting ready, but they can do anything they want with exercise related for older adults. But the get ready portion is quite important when you're thinking about exercising. So that's what we want to emphasize in this first week.
That's great. Well, September is Go For Life Month. We have been spending some great Go For Life time with the director of the program, Stephanie Daly, with the National Institute on Aging. And then, of course, Leslie DuBridge from the city of Daly City. I just want to thank both of you. I'm excited for this program, and I'm excited for Go For Life during the month of September. Thanks to both of you for joining us today. I really appreciate your time.
It's been a pleasure, Paul.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. My thanks to Stephanie Daly from Go For Life, as well as Go For Life partner from the city of Daly City, California, Leslie DuBridge. The Go For Life campaign offers exercise advice and videos, as well as opportunities to share events and activities online. Go For Life Month is part of the ongoing Go For Life campaign and begins September 1st, 2018. Check out the Go For Life program at goforlife.nia.nih.gov, and we'll put links up to where you can find that site. So please check it out and join the Go For Life community, and stay tuned for our next Go For Life programs. Check out the Not Old Better Show website for details and links. Remember, everybody, talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks.